It's Monday, September 28th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. China's Public Security Bureau of Nanbu deployed over 30 police officers to raid an underground Protestant house church known as Sola Fide, which means justification by faith alone. When police arrived on the scene, they arrested 50 Sola Fide members, reports International Christian Concern. The communist police tore down crosses, Christian symbols, and destroyed hymn books and Bibles. The church's sound system, air conditioning, and music equipment was also confiscated. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12 says, "All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." On Saturday, 50,000 Christians participated in the prayer march in Washington, D.C., organized by Franklin Graham. Before the march began, Vice President Mike Pence addressed the crowd in front of the Lincoln Memorial.
"We're honored today to be here at this Washington prayer march. We wanted to be here to stand with you, but I also wanted to be here to extend the greetings and the gratitude of a leader who has been a champion for people of faith, for life, and religious liberty. So allow me to bring thanks and greetings from the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump. The Bible tells us to persevere in prayer, that the prayer of the upright pleases him, that the effective and fervent prayer of a righteous people availeth much. And in these challenging times, we do well, as you do today, to remember that in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, that we're to present our request to God. And we can claim the promise that the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, as his grace has through the generations of this nation. And today, at this Washington prayer march, you continue a great American tradition. Since the founding of our nation, the American people and our leaders have gone to prayer in challenging times. George Washington prayed for the leaders and the people of our states what he called an earnest prayer, that God would hold them and our states in his holy protection. Abraham Lincoln, before whose monument we stand today, said during his time in the White House, "I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go."
In a Saturday Rose Garden ceremony, President Donald Trump nominated pro-life champion Amy Coney Barrett to replace abortion champion Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court, reports Fox News.
"I stand before you today to fulfill one of my highest and most important duties under the United States Constitution, the nomination of a Supreme Court justice. Today it is my honor to nominate one of our nation's most brilliant and gifted legal minds to the Supreme Court. She is a woman of unparalleled achievement, towering intellect, sterling credentials, and unyielding loyalty to the Constitution, Judge Amy Coney Barrett." Amy Coney Barrett will decide cases based on the text of the Constitution as written. As Amy has said, being a judge takes courage. You are not there to decide cases as you may prefer. You are there to do your duty and to follow the law wherever it may take you. That is exactly what Judge Barrett will do on the U.S. Supreme Court.
"Thank you very much, Mr. President. I am deeply honored by the confidence that you have placed in me, and I am so grateful to you and the First Lady. I fully understand that this is a momentous decision for a president, and if the Senate does me the honor of confirming me, I pledge to discharge the responsibilities of this job to the very best of my ability. I love the United States, and I love the United States Constitution. I am truly humbled by the prospect of serving on the Supreme Court."
Judge Barrett shared her judicial philosophy in the Rose Garden.
"I clerked for Justice Scalia more than 20 years ago, but the lessons I learned still resonate. His judicial philosophy is mine, too. A judge must apply the law as written. Judges are not policymakers, and they must be resolute in setting aside any policy views they might hold. I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich, and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution.
If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Barrett, age 48, who serves on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, would be President Trump's third Supreme Court appointee, following Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, and just the fifth woman to serve on the High Court. Other than the two dissenting GOP senators, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, no one thus far in the 53-member Republican conference is arguing to wait for a lame duck session between November 3rd and Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2021, let alone the next Congress, to hold a confirmation vote. McConnell only needs a simple majority, reports Politico.com. Democrats in the House of Representatives will introduce a bill this week to limit the tenure of U.S. Supreme Court justices to 18 years from current lifetime appointments in a laughable bid to, quote, preserve the court's legitimacy, end quote, reports Reuters. Plus, the new bill would restrict every president to nominate only two justices per four-year term amid heightened political tensions as President Donald Trump announced his third pick for the Supreme Court with just 40 days to go until the November 3rd election. Some legal observers, including those who favor term limits, say they must be accomplished through an amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which has been interpreted as requiring life tenure for federal judges and justices. And finally, on Friday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Joe Biden should not debate President Trump during the three presidential debates, the first of which takes place tomorrow night in Cleveland, Ohio.
I wouldn't legitimize a conversation with him, nor a debate in terms of the presidency of the United States. I think that he'll probably act in a way that is beneath the dignity of the presidency. He does that every day. But I think he will also belittle what the debates are supposed to be about. And they're not to be about skullduggery on the part of somebody who has no respect for the office he holds. I don't think that he should dignify that conversation with Donald Trump.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, September 28th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.